This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 30th of January. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's another busy week for newly installed President Donald J. Trump. On his schedule is the announcement of his anti-abortion Supreme Court nominee, the annual all-day Christian prayer breakfast on Thursday, and a likely frosty meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Elsewhere in America, Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman appears before Brooklyn court on Monday, and across town in Manhattan, alleged terrorist Ahmad Khan Rahimi is on trial for injuring 30 with bomb explosion. Brexit remains big news in Britain as the history-changing decision moves to the floor of the House of Commons next week after the UK Supreme Court's decision that Parliament trumps prime ministerial authority when it comes to deciding on the start of exit negotiation. Elsewhere in Europe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Sweden, and Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Hungary. While the French presidential race kicks off with key candidates descending on the city of Lyon for a series of rallies next weekend. Also next weekend, the EU heads of government meet in Malta to discuss Trump, Brexit, and refugees. In Addis Ababa, African leaders meet to vote on the readmission of Morocco to the African Union, while in India, it is Budget Day on Wednesday. The Japanese Central Bank publishes what is likely to be a gloomy economic outlook on Tuesday. And finally, next Sunday is the 50th American Super Bowl in Houston, Texas. The New England Patriots will face off against the Atlanta Falcons while Lady Gaga trills during halftime. And that was next week's news today from LookAdNews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded World Analysis for the week beginning the 30th of January. Next week, President Donald J. Trump announces his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. He's expected to use the platform of the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington on Thursday. Abortion is at the top of the agenda for evangelical Christians, and Trump has promised an anti-abortion justice who will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Top candidates for the lifetime appointment are Neil Gorsuch, Thomas Hardiman, and William Pryor. Another big event will be the visit to the Oval Office on Tuesday of Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. The agenda includes the wall, NAFTA, deportation of illegal immigrants, and the flood of drugs from Mexico to America. On the topic of drugs, another Mexican, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, is now the unwilling guest of the American government. On Friday, he appears in a Brooklyn court on charges of running the world's biggest drug trafficking ring. In another New York court on Tuesday, terrorist suspect Ahmad Khan Rahimi is on trial. Rahimi is accused of setting off a series of bombs in New York and New Jersey, in which 30 people were injured. On the other side of the Atlantic, the big news remains Brexit. Next week, the British Parliament debates the issue after the UK Supreme Court said parliamentary approval was needed before the formal start of negotiation. Parliament is unlikely to block the Brexit negotiations, but it could delay their start beyond the 30 March deadline set by Theresa May. Brexit and Trump are on the agenda when the EU heads of government hold an informal summit in Malta next Friday. The EU leaders are particularly concerned about the prospect of a quick UK-US trade deal and reports that the president is opposed to supranational organizations such as the EU, thinks Germany's role is too dominant, and believes that the euro will collapse within 18 months. Elsewhere in Europe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Sweden on Tuesday and Wednesday for talks with her Swedish counterpart Stefan Löfven. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Hungary on Thursday for talks on upgrading the Russian-built Pax nuclear reactor, which supplies 40% of Hungary's electricity. It is Budget Day in India on Wednesday. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley will present an optimistic report and is expected to cut taxes. Not expected to be optimistic is the economic outlook from the Bank of Japan, published on Tuesday. Growth is only 1.1%, and the Japanese are unhappy about Trump's cancellation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that was next week's news today from LookAdNews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.